Every believer has a voice, and it's the voice of victory.
My God has made a way for me.
Hello, everybody. I'm Kenneth Copeland. This is the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast. This is Gloria Copeland. This is our daughter, Kelly. Glory to God. And we're here because the Lord told us to be here.
Amen. That's right.
And as I said earlier, and in fact, I talked about it Monday, that it's been really, it's developed in me that particularly in this coming year, to never, ever compromise the Word. Never. Compromise is a serious thing.
Yeah.
If you look it up in the dictionary, you know, it has different meanings that political parties compromise to meet a certain thing, and so on. But then it comes down and says something like dangerous to compromise your integrity.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And then I was quoting my father in the faith, Oral Roberts, who said this. I heard him preach this. I heard him preach the fourth man that we talked about yesterday in the fiery furnace. Did we not cast three? There's not, and the fourth man. Who is this fourth man? That fourth man's Jesus.
Yeah.
In every book of the Bible,
yeah,
all 66 books,
yeah,
every one of them are types of Jesus. In fact, we talked about it this week, that it talked about, and Daniel interpreted the dream and said, there's a kingdom coming that shall never be torn down. That's paraphrasing.
Yeah.
Well, that kingdom came when Jesus was raised from the dead.
Yes.
In the prayer that Jesus prayed, the sample prayer.
Mm-hmm.
Thy kingdom come, thy will be done,
yes,
on earth as it is in heaven.
Yes.
Well, it came.
Yes.
And it's here.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. And we're citizens of that,
yes,
kingdom.
Yes.
Amen. We're born again, new creatures, hallelujah, in the likeness of our God. So, now let's go back to the book of Daniel once more. And I said this, whatever you compromise to keep, you will eventually lose. You do what the Word says first, just like those three Hebrew men did. They believe God first. We don't care if the thing burns us up. We're not going to bow down to your big golden image. Well, because they wouldn't, they were promoted. And I've heard of people losing a job because they would not compromise with a boss. I'm thinking about one right now that this person kept their Bible on their desk and would read it from time to time during the day. And the boss came in and said, put that Bible in the drawer. Well, they got the Bible out and wouldn't do that. And he finally came in there and said, put that Bible in the drawer. I'm gonna let you go. Well, they wouldn't do it. They wouldn't compromise that. And so the boss then fired the person.
That threatened them or the...
Yeah. They got fired.
The Bible, the person that wouldn't
put his Bible away. Would not put the Bible in the drawer. They got fired. Now, if I remember this correctly, she went to her superior and asked if she could keep her Bible on the desk, and he said, well, certainly. She said, well, so-and-so said no. So-and-so got fired, and she got his job.
Yeah.
Yeah. See, I mean, that's Daniel 3 just right there.
Yes.
Amen. So she got his job. So, now, let's go to the 10th chapter of Daniel. In the third year of Cyrus, king of Persia, a thing was revealed unto Daniel, whose name was Belshazzar, and the thing was true, but the time appointed was long or great, and he understood the thing and had understanding of the visions. Now, let me read this from the Classic
Amplified. Is it plural in yours? Vision?
Hmm.
Is it visions? Or
no, I understand the vision. Thank you, Gloria. And he said, and the word was true, and it referred to great tribulation, conflict, and wretchedness. Mm. And he understood the word and had understanding of the vision. Now, there's references here. You can go to Daniel 8:26. You can also go to Revelation 19:9. Because John, in the revelation on the Isle of Patmos, quoted Daniel. So Daniel's in the book from the front end to the back because he wouldn't compromise. In those days, I, Daniel, was mourning for 3 whole weeks. I ate no pleasant or desirable food, nor did any meat or wine come into my mouth, and I did not anoint myself at all for the 3 full weeks. On the 24th day of the first month, as I was on the bank of the great river Hideko, which is the Tigris, I lifted up my eyes, and behold, a man clothed in linen, whose loins were girded with pure gold of Uphaz. His body was also like a golden luster like beryl, and his face had the appearance of lightning. His eyes were like flaming torches, his arms and his feet like glowing burnished bronze, and the sound of his words was like the noise of a multitude of people or the roaring of the sea. I, Daniel, saw the vision of this heavenly being, for the men who were with me did not see the vision, but a great trembling fell upon them. Now, let's go back to the King James. I want to read, well, I can read it from the Amplified. It'll be a little bit more. It will be in the 12th verse. Let's go down to that. Then he, the angel messenger, said, fear not, Daniel. Now, what did he say? 21 days he had been in prayer. He's interceding because of what he had seen in this vision. 21 days, 3 weeks. Listen to this. Fear not, Daniel, for from the first day that you set your mind and heart to understand and to humble yourself before your God, your words were heard. And I have come as a consequence and response to your word. Well, what happened to him? The prince of the kingdom of Persia withstood me 21 days. He could have quit. 3 weeks, he didn't get anything. He didn't eat anything much. 3 weeks. Do you suppose they heard me? I haven't had a vision. I haven't had anything for 3 weeks. I have been in this place of intercession for 3 whole weeks, and nothing has happened, and I don't know why. Do you suppose God's heard me? I don't know. But he just stayed with it. He refused to quit. He had an assignment on his heart. He refused to quit. He's standing before God in prayer, and he refused to compromise it.
Amen.
But he said, we heard you the first day. You heard me the first day? You let me sit in here 21 days and you heard me the first day? It was his non-compromised attitude toward God. And this is not at the beginning of Daniel. This is way down the years. You notice, in the 3rd year of Cyrus, king of Persia, the thing revealed to Daniel. So this is on down the years. He has established this non-compromised place with God since he was a young boy and since he was captured and brought there, and he refused to eat their meat and drink their wine.
Dad, I love verse 11. The messenger said to Daniel, "You are very precious to God."
Isn't that good? Let's look at that.
That's really awesome. You don't want to compromise that. Verse 11, this is the New Living.
10, 11.
And the man said to me, "Daniel, you are very precious.
A man greatly beloved." Mm-hmm. Let's see what this one says. "Oh, Daniel, you greatly beloved man, understand the words that I speak to you." And oh, glory to God.
That's precious.
Yes, it is. You're beloved. You're loved of God.
Stand.
Why? You won't compromise His word. Well, of course, God loves.
Stand.
I'm reminded now of one of my absolute favorite verses in the whole Bible. And I will, I'm going to put my marker here, and I will go over to the Gospel of John. Now, the 13th, 14th, 15th, 16th, 17th chapter of John is all in that covenant meal. All of these words were spoken. And the most precious words of all were spoken after Judas left that room. He had to get him out of there and told him to get out and you go do quickly what you have to do. Then look at the 21st verse of the 14th chapter of John. Oh, I tell you, I circled it in red. "He that hath my commandments and keepeth them." Now, wait a minute, what commandment? Well, come back over here to 13th chapter. "A new commandment I give unto you, that you love one another, as even as I have loved you, you also love one another. By this shall all men know that you are my disciples, and you love one another. He that hath my commandments and keepeth them, he it is that loves me."
I think that by that, love is vital.
Oh, it is. God is love.
Yeah.
So these are love words.
He has to. We have to walk in love if we want to be right with God.
Because it's a commandment.
Mm-hmm.
And then he said, "He that has my commandments and keeps them," he's not talking about just the commandment of love, but if you do what I lead you to do.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. "He it is that loves me. He that loves me shall be loved of my Father, and I will love him and will manifest myself to him."
Wow, that's a special place.
He was manifesting himself to Daniel.
That's a special place. That's not even a promise to everybody, Dad.
No.
The manifestation.
That's, he said who he was.
I know. I just think it's good to think about it.
Yes, it is.
I don't want to compromise.
Well, of course,
that.
He loves everybody. But it's the one that will do what he says.
That has manifestation.
Yeah. My Father will love him. Yeah. I will love him, and I will manifest myself to him.
Praise God.
And so Brother Copeland, he loves everybody. Yeah, but everybody doesn't do what he says.
That's right.
And I've been caught not doing what he said. But it didn't take me long to change. Once I learned what it was, and the more like I said earlier in the week, the more I learn, the more I realize how much I don't know. But I'm a student, and let me go back to what I heard the Lord say, that this year, 2022, will be a year of correction.
That's great.
Now, if you will accept correction, if you're teachable, then you get direction.
Mm-hmm.
And if you walk in that direction, then you are in a place of protection. And if you walk in that place of protection, then you can go on to perfection. But the whole matter is Don't compromise the Word. Just because you don't understand, you stay on God's side of everything. And so, you don't understand. Well, so what you don't understand? But I do have the Word.
Yeah.
And in that case, I was standing on healing scriptures. I'm talking about a long time, and I'm embarrassed about it. I thought, why didn't that occur to me? I go through these healing scriptures, and I go over and over and over about them, and I go through them, but I wouldn't quit. And there were times that I just said, Lord, I don't get it. I fasted over this, and I don't know. But there was a thing I don't know. I couldn't understand why. But these scriptures are true. Mm-hmm. All these healing scriptures are true. Mm-hmm. But I said it before the Lord, and I will know. Yeah. I will know. Yes. And so, and then when the answer came, it was so simple, and I should have known it all the time. I had not named my seed. We talked about this earlier in the week. I've done this over and over again. I'm thinking right now, I'm talking about years and years and years ago, Jerry Savelle was preaching. And he was talking about naming the seed. And we needed engine overhauls. I was doing a twin-engine airplane, and we needed overhaul on both those engines. And the ministry didn't have the money to do it. And we had to have that. And he talked about naming your seed. And so I took my offering. I added a little bit to it. I said, Lord, these are engine overhauls. Now, that's not money. That's an engine overhaul. That's the beautiful thing about sowing money. It can be named as anything you need. It was absolutely amazing. It just seemed like it was overnight. The money and the way it came in, people would send money in and say, we don't know what you're fixing, but here's some more money. Well, we don't know. And then I have a lot of aviators that are partners, you know, to the ministry. And they'd say, I don't know, seemed like Brother Copeland needs an overhaul on engines or something. And they would earmark it. And it just, whew, and there it was. And it just seemed like it was overnight.
It's a good thing you had an engine drawer. You'd had to buy one.
Yeah.
To overhaul it.
You know, Dad, people have... Sometimes I think they have a problem with preachers saying something like that. Somebody's out there probably right now saying, well, he just wants your money right now. That's why he's saying that. But when we put our money on the table, we're telling the Lord, I'm taking what I have that may be this much of what I need, but I'm taking what I have and putting it in your hands because I trust you for my source. You're my source. So it's not a gimmick. It's not just like a... rule or something that God, well, you did that, so God does that.
If
no,
it were
it's a
gimmick,
heart thing where that's you're trusting Him.
Yes.
Yeah. And you're not going to compromise
in the,
you're trusting
I
His
believe
word,
it's the third chapter promise. Of the book of Proverbs. You keep my commandments with your heart.
Yeah.
And we learned a lot. There's something like 500 verses in the Bible concerning prayer. There's something like between 2,500 and 3,000 verses concerning money and how to handle it and what it's all about. And there are more people that are in trouble financially, actually, than there are people that are in trouble physically. I'm talking about good people. I'm talking about born-again, Spirit-filled people that are struggling financially and don't have a clue. Well, we're talking about heaven's economics. Because Jesus said, give, and it will be given unto you.
Yes.
What?
Good God.
Pressed down. Running over shall men give into your bosom.
Yes.
That Judas is a great example, because if he had just said to Jesus and not been afraid of the correction, if he had said to Jesus, Jesus, I have this one mite. That's all I have. I've been doing this and this and this with the money, and I'm just going to put this one mite, it's all I have to pay back, but I'm going to put that in your hands. Forgive me for what I did. What a different story. He compromised everything. He compromised his future in this book, everything, because he was so afraid of correction, and it's a good example. He could have just given something and asked Jesus to help him.
Jesus gave him every opportunity to repent. He washed his feet.
Yes, he did.
And what most people don't realize, don't understand covenant language. He called him friend.
Yes.
And in the English, people are friend, best friend, you know, and that's good. But no, in a covenant friend, there is a friend that sticks closer than a brother, and that is a person that is in covenant with you.
Yes.
So, and he called him friend. The book of James called Abraham the friend of God. And in this case, the King James Version is correct because it goes so far back in its origins. It capitalizes the word friend, the friend of Abraham. That's pointing to covenant. He was in covenant with God. He was his covenant friend. He never repented, and he killed himself. And he, in doing so, he doomed himself. Had he not committed suicide,
he could have come out of that.
He could have come out of there, but
that's a good point.
And the scripture says he's just doomed forever.
Suicide's terminal.
Yes, it is. And now there's different situations to that. There are people that are born again and did it out of ignorance and so forth. That doesn't doom you to hell. No. You can be sick in your head the same as you can be sick in your stomach. And we're out of time.
It shows you what compromise will lead to, a place you can't come back from.
Yeah, he couldn't come back from it because he killed himself. Come on here, let's praise God. Glory to God, Jeremy.
Thank you, Papa. You know, the word of the Lord came to Brother Copeland for this year and said 2022 will be a year of correction. Now, if you accept correction, if you'll be teachable, then you'll get direction. And if you walk in that direction, then you're in a place of protection. And if you walk in that place of protection, you can go into perfection. Now, what we're learning right now is all about a life of no compromise and how that life produces peace and healing and prosperity, blessing, joy, and more than enough.
You have a free resource to help you study and apply the Bible-based truths you just heard. Download the BVOV Broadcast Study Notes today at kcm.org/tvnotes. Collect the notes from each week and use them in a group Bible study. Use the message outline to teach from. Discuss the scriptures and key points with your family of believers. Gain understanding from all the teachings on the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast. Get the whole week of notes today at kcm.org/tvnotes. God only says good things over your life. When you think, act, and speak the word for your health, family, and finances, that's what you'll have. But compromising the word of God will inevitably lead to failure. God's Word, Final Authority is a CD teaching by Kenneth Copeland that will help you make the decision to never compromise the word again. Jesus, the Word in flesh, is your covenant partner. When you understand the covenant rights He bought and paid for you to have, you can take hold of them. He has a good future for you, one of health, mental and emotional wholeness, and financial freedom. Don't compromise and don't quit. Release the power of God's Word as your first and last word in every situation, and watch the Word go to work for you. The Word is where your victory starts. Align your heart and words with God's word to live in His victory and overcoming faith. Request your free copy of Kenneth Copeland's CD series, God's Word Final Authority. Learn to make God's Word final authority in your life and how everything you think, say, or do can agree with God's Word to bring about His promises for you. Go to kcm.org/victory offer or call 877-615-4267. Offer good for 60 days. If you're outside the U.S., shipping charges may apply. Contact your regional office for more information.
Find something life-giving on kcm.org, your study center for victory. View the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcasts on demand and study along with the daily broadcast notes, or download the audio podcasts to listen on the go. Watch prior KCM events for hours with truth going in your eyes and ears wherever you are. Get real help for real life problems. Follow our guide to believe, speak, pray, learn, and apply your way to results from your couch, desk, or kitchen table. Stay focused on truth by reading the devotional From Faith to Faith every day. Read interactive BVOV magazines and click to unlock more content in each issue. Get a faith boost from testimonies of real-life success from people just like you. Find information on what partnership means and take advantage of the resources provided just for you. Read archives of Kenneth Copeland's partner letter and download free books from our bonus library, over 50 titles available to read on your phone, computer, or e-reader. KCM.org meets you where you are.
KCM is a ministry that specializes in using their faith and teaching others how to use their faith. Now, if you need prayer and you want someone who will stand on the Word and believe God's promises with you, then call KCM's prayer line. They have licensed prayer ministers on staff who are trained in the Word of God, who will pray in faith with you. They're going to pray the Scriptures over you, over your situation, and we encourage you to write those verses down. You continue to declare them, you confess them, and don't compromise the Word. Don't quit believing God. Believe Him and trust Him for your breakthrough, and whether it's for the healing of your body, or if it's in the financial arena or something to do with your family, you hold fast to the confession of your faith and stay on the God side of everything. Now, KCM has prayer ministers in all of their offices around the world. To contact the office nearest you, go to kcm.org and check their hours of operation. Thank you so much, everybody, for joining us on this broadcast today. I believe you've heard something good. I believe you're going to put it into practice. And if you'll be a doer of the word that you've heard, then the word will go to work in your life. We'll see you again on tomorrow's broadcast. Until then, remember, God loves you and we love you. And Jesus is Lord.
Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Watch the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast free on kcm.org. or KCM's Roku channel. If you would like a free copy of the broadcast to put into your faith library, you can download it on kcm.org/victory offer or request it on DVD or CD. Keep your heart full of the Word of God and continue to grow in faith. Every believer has a voice, and it is the voice of victory.